He slashed throats as the demon barber of Fleet Street in San Francisco Opera's Sweeney Todd this fall. Then Brian Mulligan was Enrico, the brother of Lucia de Lammermoor, who sings her mad scene in a bloody dress.
It's just the baritone's lot in life to be the villain, covered in blood sometimes, but definitely this fall.
Next Tuesday, the final fall production at San Francisco Opera opens, a gothic double feature as imagined by two composers, Claude Debussy's La Chute de la Maison Usher and Gordon Getty's Usher House. Mulligan will sing the role of Roderick Usher in both halves.
The fall of the House of Usher, you know, the Poe, there's so much room for interpretation. Is Roderick ill or isn't he? What's the matter with him? Did he kill his sister? Is she dead? There's room to make compelling interpretations in both pieces for all choices.
He says one of the challenges will be that the tale, with whatever interpretations, will be told twice.
I would like them to be as different as possible. I don't want anyone to, the curtain comes up on the second Usher and people say, oh, here we go again. You know, the same story.
The dense and complex score of the Debussy is balanced, Mulligan explains, by the more straightforward Getty.
They're both horror tales. The Debussy is like an old-fashioned horror film with cobwebs and shadows. The Getty is more like The Shining. The starkness of it is horrifying.
That should help him prepare for a role he'll debut in Minnesota in the spring. Paul Moravec has written an opera based on the Stephen King novel and iconic Stanley Kubrick film.
I'm not really sure what it is about me that people cast me as a lunatic on the first meeting, but you know, I'm thrilled that they did.
The Fall of the House of Usher opens on Tuesday with four performances through the 15th. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman.